he says, all possibility to express end here. All possibilities to say anything about the ultimate reality end here. Beyond this is only experience. Expression ends here. And nobody has been able to go beyond it. Nobody, not a single exception exists in the whole history of human consciousness. People have tried. Very few have even reached where Patanjali has reached. But nobody has been able to go beyond Patanjali. That's why I say he is the Alpha and the Omega. He starts from the very beginning. Nobody has been able to find a better beginning than him. He begins from the very beginning and he comes to the very end. When he says finish, he is simply saying expression is finished, definition is finished, description is finished. Now, if you have really come up to now with him, there is only experience beyond. Now it starts the existential. One can be it, but one cannot say it. One can live in it, but one cannot define it. Words won't help. All language is important beyond this point. Simply saying this much, that one achieves to one's own true nature, Patanjali stops. That's the goal, to know one's own nature and to live in it. Because unless we reach to our own nature, we will be in misery. All misery is indicative that we are living somehow unnaturally. All misery simply is symptomatic that somehow our nature is not being fulfilled, that somehow we are not in tune with our reality. The misery is not your enemy. It is just a symptom. It indicates, it is like a thermometer. It simply shows that you are going somewhere wrong. Put it all right, put yourself right, bring yourself in harmony, come back, tune yourself. When every misery disappears, one is in tune with one's own nature. That nature Lao Tzu calls Tao, Patanjali calls Kaivalya, Mahavir calls Moksha, Buddha calls Nirvana. But whatsoever you want to call it, it has no name and it has no form. But it is in you present right this moment. You have lost the ocean because you have come out of yourself. You have moved too much in the outer world. Move inwards. Now, let this be your pilgrimage. Move inwards. It happened, a Sufi mystic, Bayezid, was going for a pilgrimage to Mecca. It was difficult, he was poor. And somehow he has managed the traveling expenses by begging for years. Now he was very happy. He had almost the necessary money to go to Mecca. And then he traveled. And by the time he reached near Mecca, just outside the town, he met a fakir. his master. And he was sitting there, and he said, "Oh fool, where are you going?" "Just under the tree." And Bayazid looked at him, and he has never seen such a luminous being. And he came near him, and the man says, "Give me whatsoever you have." "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to Mecca for a pilgrimage." He said, "Finish." He said, no need. You just worship me. You can move around me as many times as you like. You can do your parikrama, your circumlocution around me. I am Mecca." And Bayazid was so much filled with this person's magnetism, he gave all his money, he worshipped, and then the old man said, "Now go back home." And he went back home. When he came into his town, people gathered, and he said, "Something seems to have happened to you. So really it works, going to Mecca, works. You are looking luminous, so full of light." He said, "Stop nonsense. One old man met me. He changed my whole pilgrimage. He says, go home. And since then, I have been going home. Inwards, I have arrived. I have arrived. I have reached to my Mecca. The outer Mecca is not the real Mecca. The real Mecca is inside you. You are the temple of God. You are the abode of the ultimate. So the question is not where to find truth. The question is how you have lost it. The question is not where to go. You are already there. Stop going. Drop from all the paths. All paths are of desire, extensions of desire, projections of desire, going somewhere, always somewhere else, never here. Seeker, leave all paths. Because all paths lead there, and he is here.